Om Shanti, today 21st August 2025, Bhog was offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we now listen to the Bhog message via Shashi Devi. Om Shanti. Carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region. I saw a very beautiful scene. In one area, there was a transparent room that had very beautiful light illuminated. And outside this room, there were some people standing and they were observing the light inside. In another direction, I saw a similarly beautiful transparent room. The light within that area was very small, but the power of that light and the rays of that light were giving different kinds of experiences. And there were angels standing all around the second room. For a few seconds, I just observed these scenes, and it was feeling very good to see all of this. After a few seconds, I saw Baba coming from a distance. Baba then said, "Come, child, what are you looking at?" I said, "Both these rooms are even better than each other and looking very lovely." Baba smiled. And then he indicated towards the first room and said, "You children are observing that at this present time, science is moving towards higher stages of refinement. It's becoming more and more refined, and people are progressing in different ways in the field of science. But then, as Baba said this, the light in the first room was fluctuating." Baba then explained, "No matter how much science progresses, but according to drama, there will be something lacking or some defect that stalls its progress." Baba then looked at the second room and said, "Do you know what this is, child?" Baba's children, Brahmin children, are practicing the power of silence very well. And then Baba became silent for a second and then slowly said, "The children are practicing the power of silence, but for this power of silence, the speed of these children, the Brahmin children, is quite less compared to the speed of the scientists. The children are carrying out their task, but with time, they're not able to make fast efforts as they should be doing." Baba then signaled towards the angels, and the angels started going into that room one by one, and they were rotating, going around this light. And then new experiences were being found, experienced through that light. Baba then sent the scientists also inside the first room, and they too went around that light. But along with having experiences, they were also lost in thoughts of fear and doubt of the unknown. Baba then explained, "Time is now is giving strength to the Brahmin children, guiding them to make more and more efforts in accumulating the power of silence. Scientists want to carry out a lot of tasks, but because the Brahmin children's efforts are slow, they are not able to help the scientists. So now you Brahmin children have to increase your power of silence. Through this power of silence, revelation will take place in the world, and souls of the world will have experiences, and you will be able to establish your new world. So again, Baba went into silence, and then again started to say, the father continues to look at the children are going more and more into expansion, but their attention towards silence is a bit less. The scientists are going to the depths of their own inventions, but because you children are not going to the depths of your efforts, they're not able to do their work, so you have to go into the depths of being the point. So when Baba said this, a point of light goes to each of the angels in the second room, and on this point was written, I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Master Almighty Authority, the form of the volcanic stage, and also the form of the stage of coolness. So when you are able to experience both these stages, all these stages, you are able to fulfill Baba's task. After a few seconds, I saw Baba standing with his arms spread out, and he asked me, do you know who's come today? I said, all the children have come today. So Baba started to smile and then said, no. These are the children, this group that has specially come today from Ahmedabad, Maninagar. They are the children who are seated on the father's hearth throne. They've come from such a place where Baba had very pure wishes for service. And these children from Ahmedabad, Maninagar, sub-zone, have fulfilled all of Baba's thoughts. So Baba emerged this entire group of teachers who have come specially for their bhakti in Pandavapur. Baba made them dance, the divine dance, and was giving them many good experiences. Baba then said, Baba really likes it when the children come together with one thought and unity, and so there's some secret in that, and there's some kind of revelation merged in this. So there are many, many scenes that are coming in front of Baba. Baba, a vision of a tree or a fruit. Some different stalls were decorated. Baba is pleased that this is such a land, Ahmedabad, Gujarat, where the children have maintained courage in carrying out a variety of services. They've always taken the first step in many ways, many projects. And this is why they've always received Baba's support, the Dadi's help and love. And they've been able to crystallize many, many big projects of service. Baba was giving a lot of love to the children. Baba made them dance, the divine dance. Baba said, why would Baba make them dance? These are the ones who already always dance, but sometimes they forget the divine dance and they lift burdens on their heads. So Baba said, make all your burdens light, become free from obstacles. Don't go too much into expansion, but use the power of silence more and more. Then you'll be able to fulfill all of Baba's hopes. These children have come to Baba, Baba's Madhavan today, and so Baba will feed them bhog. Before feeding them the bhog, Baba emerged Sarla Didi, who was of course the head of Maninagar, and of course the zonal head. Baba said this was the child, Sarla Didi, who was always Tyagi Tapasvi, the renunciate, the Tapasvi soul. The Saradidi was the one who sowed the seeds in a land which was a bit challenging, which is able to do such wonderful service there. So Baba then first fed the bhog to Saradidi. Didi then said, emerge all of our dadis, please Baba. So Baba emerged the advanced party souls and Baba fed them all the bhog. And after feeding the bhog, Baba showed a gift of a crystal-shaped lotus. Baba then said, the children now have to become absolutely transparent, very clear internally, be detached yet loving like a lotus. Mother has given you, the children, a task of revelation, glorification. So you have to make this a reality with your virtues and powers. A very beautiful light was emerging from the petals of the lotus, and this was decorating all the children. Baba then said, all the children of Bharat and foreign lands have to become detached and loving like lotus, become very, very transparent. And Baba then said the symbolism of the rays spreading out from the petals of the lotus is of fulfilling the desires, the pure desires of souls of the world, bring them closer to Baba and carry out the task of revealing the Father in the world. I then gave remembrances for the soul of Bharti Ben of India Calling, the senior sister who left body. Baba also gave a lovely message for her. There were many others who had offered special bhog for certain souls. Baba said Baba has already given the response for all these messages. Baba gave everyone a lot of love. I then returned. Om Shanti.